one of the things that come to mind when we think about Christmas is that it is a time of gift giving. But when you get to be 97 years old, it can be kind of difficult. A kindly 97-year-old grandmother found presents in buying presents for family and friends a bit much one Christmas. So she wrote out generous checks for all of them to put in their Christmas cards. In each card, she carefully wrote, "Buy your own present," and then sent them off. After the Christmas festivities were over, she found all those checks under a pile of papers on her desk. Everyone on her gift list had received a beautiful Christmas card from her with "Buy your own present" written inside, but without the checks. That's a Christmas they will long remember. In 1994, there were two American missionaries serving in a Russian orphanage, and they relate this story as follows. It was nearing the holiday season, time for the orphans to hear for the first time the traditional story of Christmas. We told them about Mary and Joseph arriving in Bethlehem. Finding no room in the inn, the couple went to a stable where the boy Jesus was born and placed in a manger. Throughout the story, the children and the staff sat in amazement as they listened. Some sat on the edges of their stools trying to grasp every single word. Completing the story, we gave the children three small pieces of cardboard to make a crude manger. Each child was also given a small paper square cut from yellow napkins I had brought with me. No colored paper was available in that city. And following instructions, the children tore the paper and carefully laid strips in the manger for straw. Small squares of flannel cut from a worn-out nightgown an American lady was throwing away as she left Russia were used for the baby's blanket. A doll-like baby was cut from tan felt we had brought from the United States. The orphans were busy assembling their mangers as I walked among them to see if they needed any help. All went well until I got to the table where little Misha sat. He looked to be about 6 years old and had finished his project. As I looked at the little boy's manger, I was startled to see not one, but two babies in the manger. Quickly, I called for the translator to ask why there were two babies in the manger. And crossing his arms in front of him and looking at his completed manger scene, the child began to repeat the story very seriously. For such a young boy who had only heard the Christmas story once, he related the happenings accurately until the time came where Mary put the baby Jesus in the manger. Then Misha started to ad lib. He made up his own ending to the story as he said, "And when Maria laid the baby in the manger, Jesus looked at me and asked me if I had a place to stay. I told him I have no mama and I have no papa, so I don't have any place to stay. Then Jesus told me I could stay with him. But I told him I couldn't because I didn't have a gift to give him like everybody else did. But I wanted to stay with Jesus so much, so I thought about what I had that maybe I could use for a gift. I thought maybe that if I kept him warm, that would be a good gift. So I asked Jesus, if I keep you warm, will that be a good enough gift? And Jesus told me, if you keep me warm, That will be the best gift anybody ever gave me. So I got into the manger, and then Jesus looked at me and he told me I could stay with him for always. As Misha finished his story, his eyes brimmed full of tears. Putting his hand over his face, he dropped to the table and his shoulders shook as he sobbed and sobbed. The little orphan had found someone who would never abandon nor abuse him, and with whom he could live forever. Today, Jesus comes to warm our hearts. And he wants us, in a sense, to crawl into the manger with him so that we can warm his heart and promise to stay with him forever. He's already promised to stay with us forever. Jesus comes to us this early evening, Christmas, and he is still with us. That is what the word Emmanuel, God with us, means. His angels are always watching over us, the same angels that appeared to the shepherds on that Christmas night. God sees through the Holy Spirit to open us to new ways of living life, to new ways of seeing creation. God seeks to change us, to transform us, to literally enter our lives in a new way this Christmas, in some new way. Jesus wants to be part of our lives. Now, this evening, this is what the incarnation is all about. The incarnation marks an immensely important moment. After eons of evolution and development, after the efforts of many cultures to seek the holy and the sacred, on an evening like this, as darkness prepares to envelop us in a remote part of the world which mostly no one had ever heard of, the audible voice of God, the God of all creation, is finally heard, physically heard, and guess what? It is a cry. It is a cry, an infant's cry. Imagine God's first human experience is to breathe in and let out a cry. In Advent, we heard a cry in the wilderness. Prepare the way. Now at the incarnation, we hear the cry of an infant. And then in his life as a young man, another cry, follow me. And on the cross, a cry again, forgive them. On Easter Day, a cry, peace be with you. From start to finish, the cry is not one of condemnation, but rather a cry of hope, a cry of hope. To the messiness of creation, a cry of hope. To my messed up life, a cry of hope. It's a cry that says, I love you. I came for you. Follow me. I forgive you. Peace be with you. My peace. The holiness, the beauty, the truth of the incarnation is very, very personal. It's an invitation for you and for me, as God calls each of us to new life. The manger God seeks is not in a stable in far-off Bethlehem. The manger God seeks today is in our hearts, in your heart and in my heart. In the incarnation, we mark God's willingness to break into the world, to enter the world fully and completely. And God's call, the cry of God, if you will, in word and sacrament, is simple. I love you. Open your heart and soul and mind to me. I love you. Let go of anything that you grasp to so desperately. Your success, your power, your authority, your good looks or your good health, your money. Let go of that to which you grasp so desperately. Your fears, your failures, your feelings of loneliness or hopelessness or worthlessness. Let go of all that, Jesus says today. Let go of that, the good, the bad, the ugly, because the God of creation seeks at this moment and at this altar to be born anew in your heart and in your life. This is in many ways a dangerous place to be this early evening, because at this moment, in this time, at this place and time in creation, the manger God seeks is not a stable in far-off Bethlehem. The manger God seeks to be born in, to dwell in, to grow in, is in your heart. Let go of anything holding you back from Jesus this evening, and let Jesus in. Let Jesus be born in your heart in a new and powerful way this Christmas. Amen.